This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Today wrapped up Superior Days in the Capitol when people from the area traveled on to Madison to present issues important to Northwest Wisconsin.
Danielle Kading has been covering Superior Days. She's here in our Madison studio to share what's been going on at the Capitol building over the last couple days. She's a WPR news reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what is Superior Days exactly?
Superior Days is a grassroots lobbying initiative that started around 1986 so that they could bring issues that are important to the Northland down to Madison and lobby for support in the legislature and also for funding for their local communities.
And who was it that made the journey this year?
Well, every year about 200 to 250 leaders from northwestern Wisconsin. Typically, it's Douglas, Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties that travel down. And they talk about various issues affecting economic development, transportation, health care. Usually transportation and funding are big issues in the budget.
Is there a sense in the region that maybe they get overlooked down at the state capital and by state government?
I definitely think that that's why this initiative started, that people felt like their voices weren't being heard in northern Wisconsin. And so by coming down to Madison and getting in front of the people that make decisions every day here at the Capitol, that they would have more sway, more influence, and possibly be on their minds when funding comes to be an issue.
I imagine every year there are different things that are on people's minds that take precedence. Was there a prevailing theme that came out of these this year's Superior Days?
I guess if there was a prevailing theme, it was that everybody realized how difficult the budget situation is right now, and looking at the proposed cuts, it wasn't that they were necessarily reluctant to ask for funding, but were realistic in what they would ask as far as support, but knowing that they have to ask anyway because these are issues that their communities just can't pay for.
Let's key in on some of the issues that they brought up. One of them on the agenda, I gather, was supporting a thriving forest products industry. What are they looking for here?
Oh, they're looking for a lot of support from the state. There's a variety of issues affecting the forest products industry. One is transportation. They've seen a lack of rail service in the north since some lines changed over from Wisconsin Central Limited Railroad to Canadian National that was bought out around the early 2000s. And so what they're saying that they're seeing is that rail service has dropped off on some of those lines as they just can't compete with some of the other demands that are on the rail lines, such as oil or the frac sand industry right now. They just would either have to pay a premium in order to get service, or that service is just not available entirely. And so as a result, they're moving to freight or trucking to move their product to market, which costs them more money. And they're also having difficulty finding drivers to be able to do that. So that's one issue that's affecting the forest products industry. Other issues include regulations that they feel are cost prohibitive. One issue that was mentioned was the northern long-eared bat and how they're trying to make that a threatened species rather than an endangered species.
How come? What does that change?
Well, that would have essentially limit the hours that they could get into the forest to harvest. They would have a limited time span throughout the year to be able to do that, and so basically it would just put more pressure on them to be able to cut wood.
And what is this bat?
The northern long-eared bat.
The northern long-eared bat. Okay, and this is a bat.
And it's a threatened species or an endangered species, and they're talking with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about how they can address that so that they're not negatively impacting the forest management.
Well, another item on the table is funding for 911 service in northwestern Wisconsin. Is there already service? What are they looking to change?
There is 911 service. Obviously, it's being paid for. But the problem is that the way that it was introduced in a bill, I think it was 1987 or late 80s, and essentially it's a tax or a fee on landline phones. And as cell phones have come to be more and more common in the last decade or so, they've seen that drop off. I talked to Douglas County a while back, and they said that they get around 3,600 calls a year, and 2,600 of them are off of cell phones. And so they are not recouping the costs that they need to provide service for all the calls that come in, and so that they want to be able to charge on those providers and be able to retain some of that money because that's falling onto the county budgets, and it's beginning to be difficult for them to manage.
Sounds like another issue that came up was the issue of raising the sales tax to fund local highway projects. How did that one go?
Yeah, this is something that came up last year at Superior Days as well. They're looking for a 0.5% sales tax increase so that they can fund county highway projects. Douglas County Administrator Andy Leshak talked about the need for that. They have 338 miles of county highway in Douglas County, and every year they get about $2 million that they can spend on road projects. And so what he says is that amounts to about 6 miles each year that they can improve. And so at that pace, it would take around 56 years to be able to upkeep it with all the highways there. And now some remain in better shape than others, but what they're asking for is more freedom to be able to use the local resources that are available given the constraints on the state and federal budgets. As they've seen federal funding drop off from ARRA or stimulus funds, now they're looking to be able to go to a referendum and charge or again institute this 0.5% sales tax increase so that they would be able to have those funds available. They're looking for $25 to $30 million of that would bring in for them to maintain their county highways.
So there's a sense, it sounds like, that they're going to be falling way behind this. The idea here is this would help catch up with the road maintenance that they're not able to do currently.
Yeah, they're struggling to keep up with it for sure. And they gave the example that St. Louis County, just across the border in Duluth, Minnesota, has also gone this route to increase their sales tax by 0.5% so that they can also keep up. It's just something that's seen in local governments everywhere. And one thing that they mentioned, too, is that if they don't do this, then they have to go to bonding, and that increases their debt service, and that would go on the levy. And so basically that's going to up their property taxes. So it's either going to be paid for taxes one way or the other, and sales tax would help spread it out so that it would be borne by all people that visit the county rather than just the people that live there.
And speaking of roads, another thing on the table, the potential expansion of Highway 2. So first off, where does Highway 2 run?
U.S. Highway 2 runs basically east to west across the northern part of the state. It's a very big highway for the forest products industry, which is another issue for them. They'd like to see more passing lanes or a four-lane expansion. And they've had passing lanes added in recent years, and that's helped. But what they say is that along with that is that they can't bring in business because business wants to locate within 5 miles of a major four-lane highway. And so of the people that are even interested in located and developing in northern Wisconsin, immediately they just have to throw that out because that's not there for them. And another thing that they argue is safety. As we're seeing more congestion on the roads due to that decreasing rail service, that we need to have four lanes to keep traffic moving across the state. And DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb says, you know, the justification just isn't there right now. You don't have the volume and capacity on U.S. Highway 2 to increase that to a four-lane highway. There are other more important projects in the state, usually in the central or southeastern part of the state, which is something that really irks people in the Northland.
As we wrap up briefly, Danny, do you get a sense from the delegation that they might see action on these or some of the other issues they brought up?
You know, Superior Days has been a really successful lobbying initiative in the past. They have been able to push through projects like the expansion of U.S. Highway 53 to a four-lane highway. So, you know, never say never. Anything can happen.
Danny, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Veronica.
We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, WPR news reporter based in Superior. She was with us to talk about Superior Days, which just wrapped up today in Madison.